Title: Private Equity and Healthcare. Antitrust Enforcement in 2023 P. Role UPS in the Crosshairs. Content: It is widely reported that healthcare is a top antitrust enforcement priority in the U.S. The healthcare industry has undergone a transformation over the last 20 years and now comprises 17.7% of the U.S. gross domestic product and over $3.795 trillion of the U.S. government budget. Mega deals among national payors and household names have grabbed headlines and been targets of enforcement by the U.S. Department of Justice, Antitrust Division, the DOJ, and Federal Trade Commission, FTC, collectively, the agencies. What is less understood is the agency's keen interest in private equity, PE, and its impact on the healthcare industry, particularly healthcare providers. As previewed in President Biden's executive order, the agencies have had new leadership in place for approximately 18 months and have focused on add-on acquisitions by PE-backed healthcare providers, also known as roll-ups, and other investments in the healthcare industry by private equity firms. As we move into the new year, private equity firms engaging in healthcare transactions should take into account recent enforcement actions and guidance from the agencies when evaluating possible transactions to minimize risks. Why focus on private equity investments in healthcare? Private equity's role in the healthcare industry, as measured by dollars invested, is significant and has grown exponentially in last 20 years. PE deals in U.S. healthcare reached $5 billion in 2000, $725.4 billion in 2018, and $1 trillion in 2021. This kind of growth attracts attention. But it isn't the dollars invested that garner the agency's interest, but rather the way those investment dollars are spent. From the agency's perspective, the PE investment model is at the core of their concerns. PE investments are predicated on higher-than-average returns to investors, which in turn require higher-than-average growth of the portfolio companies owned by the PE fund. Organic growth, growth without acquisition, can be elusive and can take much longer than growth through M&A activity. In some cases, it truly is easier to buy rather than build growth. Hence, the roll-up is a tried and true PE strategy for growth. The roll-up process consists of acquiring a number of smaller players in different and sometimes adjacent market geographies at relatively lower valuation multiples to build a company with greater presence and improved financial performance that will yield a higher valuation multiple when the company is sold. While these consolidation plays can create all-around better companies, can improve quality and access to care, as well as open opportunities for adoption of better practices and technologies that elevate an industry or change the standard of care, there is a public perception, which is shared by the agencies, that they are more likely to reduce access and quality of care and increase prices in certain markets. Thus, the agencies have been focused on roll-up acquisitions by PE-backed healthcare companies, many of which occur over a sustained period of time, but are not reported or noticed by the agencies because the transaction values fall below the Hart-Scott-Rodino size of transaction threshold, currently $101 million. Recent public statements and guidance from antitrust agencies. In April 2022, the agencies hosted a healthcare forum to provide a platform for stakeholders with a variety of roles and experience to provide their views. Registered nurses, professors, physicians, pharmacists, patients, and others discussed potential harms of consolidation, noting that consolidation has resulted in the reduction of research, staffing shortages, and decreased quality of care. Soon afterwards, Andrew Forman gave his first public remarks as the DOJ's Deputy Assistant Attorney General in June. In this speech, Forman asserted that although private equity can play an important role in the U.S. economy, certain private equity transactions and conduct suggest an undue focus on short-term profits and aggressive cost-cutting, which can lead to disastrous patient outcomes and may create competition concerns. Specifically, Forman identified four areas of enforcement that the DOJ is prioritizing: whether private equity roll-ups reduce competition and/or enhance power across a stack of services, whether certain investments chill fierce competition,